The word of God given to us today is Luke chapter 2, verse 25 through 35. It is on the page 89 of the New Testament. Allow me to read the words. Now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon who was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts. When the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what the custom of the law required, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, "Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you may now dismiss your servant in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all nations, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel." The child's father and mother marveled at what was said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, "This child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too." Amen. When 40 days have passed after Jesus was born, he headed for the temple. King Herod, who was the ruler of Israel at the time, wanted to buy the hearts of Israel people and started building the temple since 19 BC. The building itself was completed after 9 years, but the whole construction practically took 46 years. In chapter 2 of John, Jesus says, "Destroy this temple, and I will raise it again in 3 days in the temple." He's saying that he will raise it again in 3 days would mean he will be resurrected in 3 days after he died. When told, the Jewish people asked back, "It's been 46 years to complete this temple, and can you raise it again in 3 days? The year when the temple was completed was 3 years before Jesus started his public life. So when child Jesus first went to the temple, it was in the middle of the construction. Israel people once had built a temple under the leadership of Zerubbabel when they came home from the captivity in Chaldean. But in size, it rarely can be compared to the one built at the time of King Herod. And the column of smoke from burning the sacrifice offered to God rose every day. Israel people believed in God for 2,000 years when counting since Abraham. Given that, it was never a downturn of religion. However, people had passion in their religious acts, the corruption in the temple was worst, and people never cared about the promise of God. When such great temple was under construction, and a great number of people offer their worship service, Mary also was offering her purification and the redemption of the firstborn to offer child Jesus to God. As was looked at last Sunday, the sacrifice for the purification was a lamb and a dove. But Mary couldn't afford the lamb, so she offered a pair of doves instead. On the surface, this is nothing more than a sacrifice a poor woman can afford, and it was evident that the couple and a child might look differently from the people of Israel and looked shabby and poor, considering they were from the poor town of Nazareth of Galilee. Naturally, there was no one recognized the couple or the child they were carrying. And no one at the time, even among the priests and officials of the temple, paid attention to child Jesus. They offered worship all the time and read and taught the Bible, but they didn't notice when the one who received the worship, the one who was promised on the Bible, came. However, there were two persons who recognized child Jesus among a number of people who were there at the temple. Verse 25 of today's scripture testifies one of the two as follows. Now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon who was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. It was Simeon. The name of the second son among 12 sons of Jacob was Simeon. So the name Simeon was favored by many at the time. It is Minjun for male and Sion for female, which were liked most since 2005 in Korea. One of the five prophets and teachers of Antioch was Simeon, called Niger. Simeon is also called Simon. There are multiple number of Simeon in the books of Gospel. Apostle Peter's original name was Simon. And one of the 12 disciples, a member of Gilead, was also called Simon. Moreover, Mary had four other sons than Jesus, and one of them was named Simon. When Jesus visited the leper in Bethany, his name was Simon. When Jesus carried the cross to Golgotha, he couldn't resist the weight of the cross anymore, so a man from Cyrene was forced to carry the cross for Jesus. His name was Simon as well. Simeon from today's scripture wasn't a priest, disciple, or a teacher of the law, nor he was an official or rich. He doesn't have any title before his name, and it could tell he was absolutely ordinary. If any, it might have been told as Anna as priest afterwards. On such Simeon, the Bible describes in three different ways. First of all, he was righteous and devout. This was used to express the people of devout faith at the time. Zechariah and Elizabeth, the parents of John the Baptist, were described in the chapter 1 as follows. Both of them were upright in the sight of God, observing all the Lord's commandments and regulations blamelessly. Being righteous means that the relationship with Jesus was established upright, and devout means that they have sincere faith in God. That is to say, righteousness and devoutness both come from the relationship with God. So when Simeon lived a righteous and devout life, it means that he admitted the control of God and had a right relationship with God. Second of all, he waited for the consolation of Israel. Consolation of Israel means Messiah, Jesus. At the time, people of Israel prayed, "Let me see the consolation of Israel." In chapter 1 of John, Philip went to Nathanael and saw the one who was promised by the Old Testament, but said, "Can anything good come from there?" when told he was Jesus. However, when he followed Philip, and Jesus recognized him and said, "He's a true Israelite and with true love." Surprised, Nathanael asked back how he knew. Jesus said, "I saw you while you were still under the fig tree Philip called you." At the time, people would study the Bible and had meditation under the fig tree, and Jesus saw that. It was understood that Nathanael was meditating about Messiah who will come under the fig tree. This was he became the disciple of Jesus. When Simeon was under the tyranny of King Herod and Israel experiencing spiritual downturn, he was able to long for the Messiah, the consolation of Israel, because he was a devout person who accepted the control of the Lord and made every effort to keep the relation with God upright. The core of God's promise is that the life of man will be recovered through Jesus Christ. If and when Jesus Christ comes into our life, no matter how miserable one's life is, no matter how the family bond was destroyed, it makes a difference. There must be a difference. An everlasting recovery is our salvation. Lastly, the Holy Spirit was upon him. On the verse 25 through 27, the Holy Spirit appears three times. The last half of the verse 25 through 27 testify as follows. The Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Christ. Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do what the custom of the law required. The Holy Spirit told devout Simeon the words that he would not die before he sees Jesus Christ. That is special work of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is with all Christians. If the Holy Spirit doesn't hold us or stay in us, none of us could sit right there where you are now. And when each of us confesses that Jesus is our Savior, that is also the work of the Holy Spirit. When we always follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit, It is a spiritual life itself. No special experience is necessary. There's another way of spiritual life, by the way. The Holy Spirit can temporarily make someone full of Holy Spirit to assign him or her a special mission. And that goes to Simeon. When Jesus started his public life, he fasted 40 days in the desert and was tempted by the devil. How Jesus was led into the desert was testified in the Mark chapter 1, verse 12 and 13. At once the Spirit sent him into the desert, and he was in the desert 40 days, being tempted by Satan. He was with the wild animals, and angels attended him. The Holy Spirit acted strong for the special mission of Jesus. And there were also five prophets and teachers in the church of Antioch. And someone among them should go outside and spread the words of God and the everlasting life through Jesus Christ. So people of Antioch church fasted and asked the will of God. That was described in Acts chapter 13, verse 2 and 3. While they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, "Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them." So after they had fasted and prayed, they placed their hands on them and sent them off. The response of the Holy Spirit was to send Barnabas and Saul as missionaries. Although the Church of Antioch stayed under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, this time it was a special work for the Antioch Church to send these two people. This is also what Simeon experienced. He was told that he would not die before he had seen Christ. And he intuitively recognized Jesus when Mary and Joseph came into the temple taking child Jesus. That was very special blessing. Through this, we also sometimes feel that we do not just worship God through this mission, but instead feel that someone must have led me to do this. So even if it is me doing this job, we feel that we are led by someone else, and that is the Holy Spirit. However we experience that such things, we cannot seek it always. So sometimes Christians consider they need to cry out whenever praying or pray long enough overnight. However, that is just for their own sentimentalism, not given by the Holy Spirit. When Simeon prays, he didn't say, "God, have mercy on me so that I can see Messiah before I die." Nor he asked, "When Jesus comes into this temple, let my both arms rise up." His devout life and faith was all about waiting for God, the consolation of Israel, and God had mercy on him to see Christ while he's alive. If the life of Simeon was waiting for Messiah, our life should long for Christ to come again. One of the best ways to check our faith is to see how hard we long for the day when Jesus comes. The harder we long for the Lord, the more we can live our life sincerely as Jesus wants us to. To like or not, chattering of teachers could tell students having good grades at school or not. Students who want to go to named schools would like to focus more on study than chattering. So they would not like teachers' private talks. They would rather like to suggest we better focus on study. But they just don't, because they could be hated by other students. On the contrary, those who are not interested in study would like to ask teachers something that is not related with study. That way, the range which tests can cover could become less, as they think. They will fill in the time asking, have you ever in a relationship? Did you marry for love, or was it arranged? What are we going to do for the field trip? Do you have a favorite star? They just want to pass time. But whose time do you think passes fast? Definitely the time of those who want to study. Clear target makes people live more sincerely. Right now. The verse 28 went on to say, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, Greek language has well-developed ending of verbs, just as French. When the subject is first, second, and third person, the form of the verbs differs. And the same also goes to the singular and plural. That is, the verb can tell the subject. So in most Greek sentences, subjects are omitted. But subjects are used to be stressed. For instance, I am the way and truth. I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. All have the subject. This stresses that the only way toward Father God, an eternal life, and the only light that can shed light on that spirit is Jesus himself. So there is no one else than Jesus who can be the way. No matter what you eat, you will stay hungry if that's not from Jesus. And without Jesus, there's only darkness, even though it seems bright. By using the subject to indicate Simeon in the verse 28, it is stressed that Simeon was holding the child. That Simeon was taking the child does not simply mean that he met an old couple when coming home from the temple and took the child since he was cute. It is an accomplishment of the word directed by the Holy Spirit. And the Bible says that Simeon took the child into his arms. This is the same in the Greek version of the Bible. So if the first half of the verse 28 is translated, it would mean Simeon took the child Jesus into his arms tightly. How moved Simeon might be after all the years he had waited for Jesus. The praise of Simeon when he took the child Jesus is testified in the verse 29 through 32. Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you may dismiss your servant in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all people, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel. In the late 4th century, there was a translated version of Vulgata Vulgate, a Latin Bible. It translated, "You now dismiss," as "Nunc dimittis." So the title of the praise Simeon sang is called Nunc Dimittis. The hymn sung by Simeon was Sovereign Lord Now, according to our Bible, but in the Greek version it starts with You Now Dismiss. The word now, which Simeon praises, is not just the moment when he sings. It is the moment when God sent the Savior Christ Jesus, the consolation of Israel, and the moment when the whole mankind saw the salvation. Also, the time for Simeon is when the promise of Holy Spirit, you will see Christ before you die, was met. Sovereign Lord is despotes in Greek. This does not only mean the Lord, but the Lord who holds an absolute power and might, who has an authority to let captives be killed or alive when winning a war. Sovereign Lord means the Lord is creation and salvation. By taking the child Jesus, Simeon was confirmed that God is taking everything under his control, that he, his people, and the whole world was not abandoned. And now he confesses that what was supposed to be done was done in this world. And it is now time to live for God. Simeon translates this, his death, as when God dismisses. When Simeon was under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and taking child Jesus into his arms, his life so far became eternally valuable. The movie called International Market, over 1,400 people watched the movie. And the last scene of the movie remained in my mind. Deok-soo, the main character, went down to find a shelter and settled at the international market in Busan. He went through all those tough years going to Germany as a mine worker and to Vietnam as an engineer. He appeared on a special TV show to find separated families and found his sister lost while escaping. And all family members were happily gathered. Duck Soo silently went out from the room and talked to the picture of his father alone. "Father, I did a good job and kept the promise. I lived my life pretty well," he sobbed and went on to say, "but it was so hard." When Duck Soo was crying, grabbing his father's jacket, other family members in the next room were so happy with the pleasant song of his granddaughter. These two different scenes were a clear contrast. From the scene, I thought of Gethsemane and the cross of the Lord. Jesus talks to his father, "Father, I kept your words very well. I lived quite well, but it was so hard." Thanks to the Lord who silently walked in the given way of God, taking God, and made this confession, we are able to sing an everlasting song and live. We also have a given life, and the time would come to leave this world. Some would live a long life, a shorter for others, but no one can live forever with its finite body. Life is heavy to everyone. If one pursues to live right, the life would feel heavier. Without God, no matter how much you have, it can't protect you. When you disrespect God, no matter how great accomplishment you had, the value couldn't last long. However, when the Holy Spirit takes us and we take the Lord with words, every little thing we have will be with an everlasting value. And our life becomes the artwork of God because the one who takes us into his arms is Despotes, sovereign God who created and redeemed. Let us pray. Father God, sovereign Lord, at the time when Jesus was born, there was a huge temple being built, and people offered their worship with animals every day, but they didn't have hope toward God and the promise of God. So people barely recognized the Lord when God visited there. God, we also offer our worship and serve here every Sunday. At home, work, and school, we read the Bible and pray. Help us not be satisfied simply with these acts and long for the Lord who will come again so that we can live as you want in this world. Help us not to leave ourselves in the darkness, even in the dark world, and not to live in empty desires, even though the world is unrighteous. Even in this corrupt world, have Simeon, our symbol of faith, so that we can have the right relationship with God, be righteous and devout under the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Help us take the Word of God into our arms and walk with the Holy Spirit. Although our life can be heavy and troubled, allow us to live day by day thanks to the mercy of God who doesn't forget this, so that our life can be the artwork of God who created and redeemed us no matter what life we live, what we do, and what accomplishments we had. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.